This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Got texts already rolling in with questions for Senator Hovind. Welcome more of those. You can text me at 367-2054. 367-2054. Or Todd, the poster boy, Mitchell, at 701-226-8503. One of the Shields' hidden hometown heroes in Bismarck Magazine. The cover boy now. Yeah, he's a cover boy.
What?
Yeah.
Well, not a cover boy. I'm like way inside the thing where I'm.
It's a cover boy. It's as far as we're concerned. That's where we open.
You just got to fold it open your own way, because if you give it, you know, the way they give it to you, it'll be inside. But
sure. Yeah.
You can fold it your way though.
Right.
kind of like a centerfold.
I'm sorry.
He's got the look.
Oh my God! I can't believe you went there. Because you do realize that.
All right, you two. All right, you two.
I'm going to have this song in my head the rest of the day now.
Yeah, here we go. Telephone number if you want to call us is 800-228-0550. We welcome to the program Senator John Hovind. Take your questions and comments to the bottom of the hour here on the program. Hi, Senator. Welcome back.
Good morning, Scott. Greetings to your listeners.
So I understand you and your colleagues are headed back to. Go back to work in the U.S. Senate. So that's a little sign things are getting closer to normal, right?
Well, that's it. You know, we got to keep working to get things back on track and get people, you know, back to their regular routines. It's very important, and I know they're anxious to do it.
I see that Steny Hoyer has now reversed the decision announced earlier that the House would also go back. There's a House and a Senate there, you have a chance of actually getting some legislation back and forth, but he's now withdrawn that. What's going on there? Any idea?
You know, I'm not sure, but I think it's important that we're working on anything and everything we can to help our people not only get through the COVID-19 fight, but get back to work and, make sure we get this economy back on track. And so, yeah, you know, we're working by telephonically, but I think we need to do everything we can to, like I say, get things opened up in a safe way. But get back to work.
What would be your dream phase four? If you had it was the Hovind plan and you said this is what we're going to do, what would phase four look like?
You know, I think it's going to have to respond to the need, and that's why I think we've been a little careful all along. Matter of fact, later this morning I've got a telephone conference with our Republican senators, and we're going through things. But it's got to respond to the need. Look, the key is to meet the need, but not spend any more money than we have to. We've already, you know, spent $2 trillion. We've got to recognize the cost to the taxpayer. So I work in the ag area and energy, small business, and we have to make sure we're meeting those needs. And there's some real challenges there, as you know, in ag world. We're working on that every day. And in energy world too, two huge industries for North Dakota, and then we got to continue to make sure we get those small businesses back online here in our state and across the country, because that's what you know. That's the engine that keeps all our workers employed.
I don't hear anything in your recommendations related to a guaranteed minimum income, but I see that Speaker Pelosi
is pushing this. No, look, that's not our. We work in this country. You know, we work in this country. We need to get people back to work. Unemployment is there for somebody who's not working. But you know, we're still a capitalistic economy. We're a free democracy. We're not a socialist economy. And this is not about socialism. You know, this is about beating the coronavirus, working with our healthcare providers. Huge kudos to everybody out there in the healthcare world, as always, our law enforcement world, our guard, our military, those people on the front line, those essential services. We got to support them, and then we need to get people back to work.
Mark is calling. I'm not sure where you're calling from, Mark, there. I didn't recognize the community, but you go ahead for Senator Hoeven.
Calling from Tolley. And greetings, Senator Hoeven and Scott. My concern is President Trump's negative attitude concerning the Postal Service, and I'm asking you, Senator, would you please try to persuade President Trump to stand down on his negative comments about the Postal Service? Because I believe America loves their Postal Service, and for him to outright say, I'm not going to approve funding or any bailout stuff for the Postal Service for various reasons, I think could be his loss of election, because every mail at delivery point in America loves their Postal Service. And for him to be condemning this, I think, is a bad move for his election and the Republican Party. So can you talk to him on that, please?
Yeah, you know, I'm happy to visit with him about the Postal Service. There are things that we need to do. And, you know, what I would say to you and other people that work for the Postal Service that are out there on the front lines every day, thanks for that hard work in tough circumstances, you know, rain, shine, snow, sunshine, rain, snow, winter, hot summer, whatever it is, you know, we know about those things in North Dakota. So we appreciate that hard work. And at the same time, we have to find ways to help, you know, empower you and make sure that the Postal Service can continue to deliver the mail in a really changing world. You know, I mean, obviously things are changing, and so we've got to figure that out. And I mostly what I've seen in terms of his comments, he goes after Amazon and some of those companies that he thinks should pay more to the Postal Service. And of course, that's part of that transition we're making when you got everything that's with the internet and electronics, but at the same time, we've got to have that good quality mail service, you know, throughout the country, throughout the rural areas, in states like ours, as well as the urban states.
When he brings it up, he talks about the fact that they have resisted raising their prices, and that Amazon is making a fortune off of the, you know, Postal Service, because they have the Postal Service ship their things. They're getting a price, obviously, for that shipment, and you know, the post office doesn't seem to charge enough. Is that a legitimate beef from the president?
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what the point I've seen him make. So again, you know, I think you have to separate, just like you've seen him criticize the FBI, some of those insiders that were doing things wrong, but then he praises, you know, that FBI agent that's out there putting his life on the line doing amazing things. And I think he would draw that same distinction for our great postal workers that are out there working so hard, but that some of these changes that need to be made, like you're talking about, Scott.
All right, Mark, appreciate the call, and nice suggestion there for Senator Hoeven. Brian in Devil's Lake, you're next for Senator Hoeven. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm just wondering, now all this money's been distributed, why isn't there anything done or a program yet for the cattleman to know what's going to happen? If what kind of payment, who's going to get a payment, how come that takes so long?
Yeah. Well, I sympathize with you 100%. It always takes longer than I want. I was able to get about $23.5 billion for agriculture, $9.5 of that for livestock, and language that made sure it goes to livestock. USDA is putting that plan together, if you will, as to how they're going to make those payments. They were supposed to get that rule over to OMB on Friday. They missed that deadline. They told me they'd have it there Friday. They didn't. So I'm continuing to push them. They hope to have the payments out in May. So there is funding there. Now, again, I think we're going to have to do more, but I think you will see payments showing up in May.
Okay. One other, maybe just a comment. People with cattle ready to be processed for consumption, they can't even get them sold. Hog farmers are, you know, destroying their hogs. That's a disaster. We've got people, hog farmers in Minnesota, sending a 300-pound hog to North Dakota to be sold for $20. And at one of the livestock auctions last week, they advertised that. They sold two full semi-loads, 340 slaughter hogs for $20 a head, which equates to less than 7 cents a pound. Something has to be done with the packers, the imported meat, and just one other thing. It seems like the packing plants that are shutting down, most of them are owned by foreign countries. So I'll just leave things at that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some problems, and you outlined a number of them. As far as the packing plants, as you know, Smithfield is owned by is a Chinese company now, Smithfield, and that they're one of the big ones. Cargill is not, and Tyson is not. But we got a real problem with concentration in the industry. We have to address that. But in the near term, as you're, you know, as you reference, we got real issues because some of these packing plants are shut down, particularly in the pork world, the Smithfield plant down in Sioux Falls and others, and that is backing things up. And so that's why we've got to work hard to keep those plants open, but trying to work with USDA to do that, that means getting the protective gear into the plants, that's making sure they have testing, and also making sure that some of that funding that went out to the states is there to help with workers in terms of transportation to and from the plant, and some type of helping them with living situations so they're not all together, both the plant and then when they go home, so they don't spread that coronavirus. That's a short-term issue.
More coming up with Senator Hogan.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kroc, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kroc does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kroc can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kroc in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Poor Kenny, one of our 2020 casualties. Oh, Kenny Rogers there, ladies and gentlemen, on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at Oasis Petroleum, inviting you to celebrate the Be the Buffalo spirit. Never more needed than now. You know what the buffalo does? Goes into the storm. Not run from it, go into the storm. That's how you get through it. You come out better. That's what they do at Oasis Petroleum. That's what they love about their team, and that's what they love about North Dakota. So if you have somebody to celebrate that's doing that, let us know. Frontline medical workers, law enforcement, working the extra hours during this, 855-200-1776. Back with more with Senator John Hovind here, 20 past the hour. Chad in Mayville, you're next for the senator. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Chad.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, I was actually calling into the show. I didn't realize the senator was going to be on, but I guess I do have a few questions, or not questions, but a few comments. It's about the food prices in the area or whatever. I moved here 5 years ago from Wyoming, and it wasn't the weather that really shocked me the most. It was the price of food, and it was just crazy how it could be, you know, 2 to 3 times as much in some situations. And I do have family that lives down in central Illinois, and when I go down there and visit, I take coolers with me because you can get pork chops for 99 cents a pound all the time. You can get milk for 99 cents a gallon, and it's just insane the prices of food here. And I don't know if it's, you know, the distribution that's here, if it's just, you know, one person or one, you know, I mean, is there, you know, are they keeping competition from coming in? I mean, because when Costco came in, that was like a lifesaver, you know, to help combat against these prices. But I'm just curious on your comments on that, and I hope you're doing well.
Thank you, Chad. Senator, what do you make of our food prices? You hear that a lot from the ranchers who say, you know, the price of beef at the store doesn't reflect what they're getting for it. A lot higher at the store, and obviously same with buying a ham these days, given what's going on with Smithfield. Any ideas?
Yeah, I mean, and Chad, thanks for calling in, and the caller before referenced it, too, from the producer side. And no question, concentration in the processing industry is an issue that we have to address on a longer-term basis. And then in the near term, you know, we're seeing issues because of this COVID-19 fight, but that is something that we clearly have to work on when we see what the producer's getting versus what the price of box beef is and what the price is in the store. And like I say, that means we've got to figure out how we get more competition in terms of pricing, but also in terms of transparency, so we understand what these costs are and where it's going, and hopefully that'll help.
Appreciate the call, Chad. Thank you very much. From Mayville, let's go to McKenzie and Larry. What's on your mind, Larry?
Good morning, guys. Hey, Governor Holman, I had a situation. I was put in for a $25,000 loan under this program. And through the SBA, they wanted to know if I had a criminal history. Well, I did. And I was honest and put it down. And I'm also, what I was for was the trucking industry, okay? And with that loan, it was going to give me the opportunity to employ 3 truck drivers, okay? It was for getting equipment and going, okay? Well, I got turned down for 2 reasons. One was supposedly the criminal history. The other one was because I was in the trucking industry because it's a high-loss type deal, a volatile industry. Well, that's like that's an oxymoron. If you don't help the trucking industry, sure, people are going to fail, you know. And I also thought that the administration was trying to do something on the criminal reform, making sure that felons had a decent chance at making a good living. And I pay my drivers between $28 and $31 an hour. Now, for a $25,000 investment, the tax is just on the employment tax, just the income tax those drivers would make, would be way more than that. And I just don't have a lot of faith or a lot of confidence in what's going on here with this government program, because you hear of these colleges getting 10, 20 million and businesses that are actually global businesses getting 10 million, and I'm asking for $25,000. It's just pretty hard to stomach to think that my tax money is going to colleges that are not even open right now.
All right, let's give the senator a chance to respond, Larry. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, first off, in terms of the programs, there have been some abuses, and those need to be dealt with, no question about it. And I think there's an effort to do that, and that will continue. Then as far as your individual case, I suggest a couple things. One, have Scott get your information. We'll have somebody check into the SBA piece and see if there's something we can do there. And then the other thing I'd suggest to you is Bank of North Dakota has a small business loan program now called SELF that is for this coronavirus. And I would definitely check with your bank and with that Bank of North Dakota loan program. That goes up to $50,000. And so maybe we can help with the SBA, or maybe you can qualify for that Bank of North Dakota coronavirus loan program. I think they call it SELF.
Larry, if you'd hang on, and Daniel, if you could get his phone number and an email, that'd be great. And we'll pass that on to Senator Hovind's office, okay? Arlene in Devil's Lake for Senator Hovind. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is probably more of a question for the governor, but, you know, here I'm sitting and thinking, and I was watching Fox this morning, and again, they're talking about, you know, there's going to be a meat shortage because of all these plants closing down. And I guess I just want to make a comment in the future, and I know North Dakota has a Millen Elevator and the State Bank and stuff, and I would not want to see what I'm going to suggest go that direction, but is there any way we could motivate? I mean, we raise beef, corn, everything here, pork, and, you know, there's going to be a shortage here and because of all the plants closing. And this is just for something in the future. And I've often wondered for years why can't we have big meat plants? And you know where I'm going with this in North.
I thought the same thing, Senator. I mean, the way we do Dakota growers, right, or ethanol plants, or to find a value-added way to compete against some of the things we're dealing with the big packers. And he's saying and targeting it specifically to the shortages coming up, maybe something short-term using the processing plants we have now. What about that?
Yeah, you know, I've worked on that during my years as governor, and you know, whether it's New Rockford or Harvey, we've tried over in Fargo, we've tried this a number of times, and it's a tough business. So, you know, we've tried it before. That doesn't mean we shouldn't look at trying it again, but ultimately we need to figure out how we get more competition in that processing industry, and I think that is what would really help with this issue, and that's the challenge. But yeah, we should look at all these options.
Appreciate the call, Larry. Good suggestions all, and I think that was actually Arlen, not Larry. Larry was the previous caller. We're going to get that information for Senator Hovind as well. Let's see. We do not have enough time to take another call, so I don't want to jam up the question and answer process here, so we'll save those folks for the next time Senator Hovind joins us, which will be soon. Senator, thanks for the time. We appreciate it always.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be with you.
Take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about serology testing. Yes, we talked about this last week from Sanford Health. Now Essentia also has a plan. Let's hear about it when we come back. Don't go away.
Jensen Brothers Construction is hiring experienced equipment operators right now in North Dakota. They have immediate openings for experienced operators for grading and underground projects in central and western North Dakota. Competitive wages, health insurance, and plenty of hours with a full backlog of work. Apply online at JensenBrothersConstruction.com or call Craig at 701-561-1805. Jensen Brothers Construction, making the earth move since 1947, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is again defending the levels of coronavirus testing across the nation. He tweeted this morning that the U.S. has tested more people than any other country and argued the media does nothing but complain. States are beginning to reopen as the coronavirus pandemic pushes into another month. Many states are taking a very cautious approach, though, with no changes planned until leaders are confident their outbreak is easing. On the U.S. economy and when it might bounce back, President Trump said at a briefing last evening,
"You're going to see a big rise in the third, but you're going to see an incredible fourth quarter, and you're going to have an incredible next year."
Stocks surging at the opening bell today on Wall Street. The Dow up more than 350 points at times, a day after finishing more than 350 points higher at the close. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country, harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be.
Griping? There's no griping, is there?
I don't mind him switching sides and standing up.
Never.
No griping. No. No crying in baseball. None of that.
Running down my country.
Exactly right.
And they're walking.
All right. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Friends, this is Scott Hannon, and our final guest of the program today is Dr. Elena Rogers-Rieger. She is with Essentia Health, physician there, chair of their lab medicine and pathology department. Can talk a little bit about serology testing. Dr. Rogers-Rieger, thank you for taking the time for us today. We appreciate it. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Scott, for having me.
So the armchair quarterback docs that I know through much of this coronavirus debate have talked long and hard about the game changer that is serology testing, just to be able to have an idea of how many people have had it and survived. Is it the game changer test in your mind?
Well, right now, Scott, I think we, the medical community, still has a lot to learn about serology. We don't know how much protective immunity it does give us to COVID-19. And at this time, we also don't know if we can be reinfected with the virus, too, even though we've had an antibody response.
Meaning, if I had it, got better, didn't even happen to know I had it, so I have the antibodies, doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to be immune to it.
Yeah, that's kind of the question mark that we all still have in the medical community. You know, what does it really mean for the patients that have had prior exposure?
How do you determine that?
I think time will tell, Scott. So all viruses kind of act differently. And some you can have reinfection with, and some you have more of a prolonged immune response to. One problem, too, that we do have with just forming an antibody response is some of our older population actually doesn't form antibodies very well as you get older, also immunosuppressed patients. So those are kind of those populations that will still be at risk, even though we're forming antibodies.
So tell us a little bit about Essentia's plan as of Friday to do serology testing. How will this work?
Yeah, so right now we're using our reference lab at Mayo Clinic, great reference lab to use. They are offering the IgG antibody. It's the last antibody that's formed. It starts forming. You can detect it in your blood within 8 to 11 days. And then the vast majority of patients that have had exposure will be positive at 14 days. So we're going to actually start with using Mayo's platform. They did a lot of investigation to select their test. And right now at Essentia, we're formulating our plans for what IgG platform we're going to use. We've kind of selected what we think we're going to use. We just have to go through more of a process with that. Our major efforts were first to just get the PCR diagnostic test up and running at our institution. So that's kind of been our main focus so far.
So as long as you have, you're far enough removed from having COVID-19 by 8 to 11 days, then you're post-symptom at that point. That's where you have the detectable antibody.
Yep, we're asking patients not to come in for the antibody testing for in the symptomatic phase. In the symptomatic phase, you need to come to get the PCR testing, which is available now to all symptomatic patients. You can have that test performed. Once you're done with your symptoms, then you can present to and have the serology done, so the antibody test performed. Now, there's a lot of patients that were maybe not feeling well in, let's say, March, beginning of April, where we were prioritizing what patients should be tested, kind of the higher-risk patients, and not testing outpatients or younger patients that were, you know, feeling overall pretty well. So they had mild symptoms. Those patients can now also present and have the antibody performed just to see if it truly was, you know, COVID-19 that their symptoms were caused by. So it's kind of a look back, too, for a portion of our population.
So as we learn more about what this means, so if I have the antibody, I am or I'm not, you know, immune to getting COVID-19 again. Once you know that, say the answer is like with other, you know, diseases where you would not be, you know, likely to get it again once you've had it. What would that mean? What kind of a difference maker is that?
I think there's some hope that even if you've had an immune response once, the next time you're, you know, if we can be reinfected again, that maybe our symptom course would be less severe. You know, so there usually is a, you know, some protection with that too. So the next time you get the virus, your disease course is less pronounced. That would be another added benefit. And, you know, with COVID-19, we're still not sure of how that will play out either. So we truly have a lot to still learn with the antibody portion and what our immune response will be.
Do you see this serology test being a sort of a, you know, get on a jail card? You can go back to work. You can go back to school. Let's say, eventually, when we know more, will that test be used that way?
Yeah, you know, we haven't taken a strong stance on that yet just because there's so many unknowns and because of the problem of reinfection. So if you say I can't get reinfected, that's right now we don't know that's true. So you could, you know, potentially have the virus and cause somebody else to have the virus. So just because there's so many things that are unknown still, we haven't taken a strong stance on that. Now, whether or not within the next couple of months more knowledge will be out there and we can kind of move ahead with that topic, that I think that would be great.
Let's go to Brian. Brian's by horse. You're up on the What's On Your Mind for our guest from Essentia Health today.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. See, thank you for taking my call. See, I had open heart surgery a couple of years ago. I have to go in every 6 weeks and have my blood tested for the thickness of my blood, my INR checked. I also have to have a couple other labs drawn at the first week of May coming up. Would you recommend that I maybe have, and I've been working throughout this entire thing, would you recommend that I had any of these tests to check for the antibodies or anything like that?
Yeah.
Since I'm already going in.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can definitely talk to your provider about that possibility. Right now, we're not necessarily recommending it for asymptomatic patients, and I would categorize you as an asymptomatic patient. But you do have some, you know, risk factors. So right now, I guess I would defer to your care provider. The other thing that we don't really know is how well this test performs when there's a low prevalence within the community, too. So there can be false negatives and false positives. Now, if you had symptoms, you know, respiratory symptoms, fever, et cetera, in the last couple of weeks, I would say that would definitely be of use for you and your provider to talk through. So right now, our kind of stance is not necessarily asymptomatic patients, because that's truly like an epidemiologic seroprevalence type study instead of true results that a patient can use. So that's kind of where we're at on that right now, Brian and Scott.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate the call. couple minutes left with our guest from Essentia Health today, Dr. Elena Rogers-Rieger, physician chair of lab medicine and pathology, talking about serology testing. Now, somebody said, can I schedule an appointment? Will insurance cover it? What is the cost? So can anybody get one of these tests?
Yes, so anybody can get one of those tests. Right now, Essentia would be processing it through what your insurance would cover. There is also some, you know, question, and I don't know all the answers for, just how much of care related to COVID-19 would be, you know, automatically covered. So I don't really know those exact answers, but, you know, there, we can definitely find out more when you talk to your provider.
Texter says, most people don't even know they have the virus. Symptoms include loss of smell and taste, fever, cough, diarrhea, sore throat, body aches as well. Sounds like flu to me. It has a 98% survival rate. We are letting them tell us we have to limit people into businesses and to wear masks, have our temperatures taken, and social distance. Scott, this is pathetic. It's a total control thing and nothing more, testing how much our freedoms they can steal from us without us fighting. You hear that from people from time to time that you know, look at the numbers that we now see and the mortality rate dropping and, some of the particulars of the flu to say this was an overblown response. Knowing what we know now, are you in that camp? Would you say that our response was overblown to this?
You know, it's definitely been hard on the economy. But, you know, I think the response time, kind of the delaying the peak of the disease for our communities has really helped our hospitals get prepared, you know, kind of evaluate our personal protective equipment or ventilator status, you know, so that we're prepared when the most seriously ill patients come. So I think the delay has helped. And it's kind of been a reset for all of us too, just in life and a kind of reflective time, I think. So I think our leaders are doing the best they can.
And I mean, are you surprised, just as a medical professional, of the evolution of sort of the models and the worst case, best case scenarios, and how they've continued to go down? Do you think that's all in the response to it, and literally like shutting down the economy and keeping people at home, or do you think it just wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be?
You know, Scott, I'm not quite sure where I'd land on that, but, I think it's helped the peak, just kind of some of that stay at home stuff. So it'll be interesting to see as things reopen. You know, we're also coming upon the summer months, so we, you know, usually viruses kind of slow down then too. So it'll be interesting to see if we kind of have, more cases locally, with reopening, and then, you know, in the fall, if we'll see another peak. So, I guess time will tell.
With the reopening, I mean, that's one of the reasons I like the idea of the antibody testing, find out if you had it. As you say, we need to know more before we can say, okay, you're clear now, but at least you know you had it, right? And, you know, now we have businesses reopening. We have, new rules, if you will, new guidelines. Do you think that's appropriate? I mean, do we need to keep the masks and the social distancing and everything into the summer?
I think it is useful. I think, again, we really have to look out for the portion of our population that's most at risk, which is, you know, our seniors and those with pre-existing diseases. So I think it's okay. I would say, Scott, overall, I'm not the expert on that. Maybe an epidemiologist or infectious disease doctor, but I think that it does give some protection to our most at-risk populations.
Well, fascinating discussion on the, it's amazing how quick this has happened, too, when you think about, okay, now, you know, we're able to go in and ask for a test and get one, a serology test to test on the antibodies. Pretty amazing. It's here already, and you can get it. So more details on that from Dr. Elena Rogers-Rieger from Essentia Health, their chair of lab medicine and pathology there. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it. We'll take a break when we come back. Last chance to get in a question or comment about anything on your mind. That's right. Last chance. 701-271-1100. 701-258-0550. Or shoot us a text. 367-2054. That's Todd. That's me, rather. He's at 226-8503. Coming up.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Every Day Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Committed to the health and well-being of their employees and customers, they are open for business. They understand you need reliable transportation and continue to provide the products and services you need. And while they take extra precautions in both sales and service to help keep you safe. If you're not comfortable coming in, you can purchase or lease over the phone or online. You can shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com. They'll even come right to you. On approved credit, 0% for 0% APR for 84 months plus 120-day deferred payments, again, with approved credit. If your vehicle needs service, ask about their pickup and delivery options, too. Family-owned, community-driven, we care. We're here to help. We'll get through this together. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, 2580550 to chat here in our final segment. Texter says, why won't you address the gas price gouging in Bismarck? We have talked about this topic probably, what, 100 times, Todd, over the last time? We've gotten guests on it. There's no, like, smoking gun. There's no, like, boogeyman in it. It is a case where it's one of a few products where you put the price out right there on the berm. There's our price. You can pay it or you cannot pay it. Now, I think people in Bismarck have decided we're not gonna spat over this. We're gonna keep our price where the price is. That's being in business. Now, here's what I'd suggest. If you believe there is price gouging, and you believe that these people are making way too much money, then you should open a gas station, and you should lower the price by 20 cents, and you'll be a zillionaire by December. Because everybody will come to your gas station. That's what I'd do. Now, I know somebody's going to text me pretty quick and say, yeah, last person that did that, they tried to shoot him. There was bullet holes in there. Yeah, that's, you know. Come on, this is America. This isn't home of the, you know, mob, right? You know, so I don't think that's going to happen. But gas prices are decided by the person who puts the price out on the berm and the guy across the street and say, well, I'm going to sell it cheaper. Well, I'll sell it cheaper. They'll sell it cheaper. Some do it, some don't. It's just, I don't think there's any boogeyman there. Plus, gas prices are pretty darn cheap right now. So you can't complain. Matt in Minot, what's on your mind?
Yes. I filed my taxes back in February, and they sent me a thing saying I had to confirm who I was, and I did all that, and I am still waiting on my taxes.
Well, that seems odd.
The senator could help.
Yeah, the senator is not here anymore, but if you, I'm not sure what the help can be there related to individual returns. I don't know. I actually don't think we've received a call like that for the congressional delegation before. But, Matt, if you hang on, we'll get your information. Daniel will get it, and we'll pass it on to Senator Hoeven. He has left the building as of the bottom of the hour. But hang tight. We'll get that information for you. Marty in Battleview. You know where Battleview is, anybody? Anybody?
No.
It's a beautiful part of North Dakota. There you go, north of Tioga. Right on. How are you, Marty?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Scott, and good morning, Todd.
Morning.
I just was wondering, as far as the 2018 flu numbers went, there were around 80,000 deaths, 800,000-plus hospitalized, millions infected. Of the 80,000 that died, how many of those were at risk? The at-risk population. I mean, do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I believe you're saying that the flu is tough on people with underlying conditions every year, not just when COVID comes around.
Correct.
COVID-19.
Of that population that died, the 80,000 Americans that died, how many of those are at risk? How many of those were healthy? I mean, if they were at risk, then this is something that comes through every year. And I think we kind of overblew the whole situation, which I think we'll come to find out in the next month or two when they find out that this COVID thing's been here since December, January, and February. I think China and the Dems are going to be laughing their butts off. I think they're not right now, actually.
The only difference, I would say, Marty, is the fact that, you know, we don't have a vaccine for this strain, COVID-19. And so to the extent that other flus, there is a vaccine for it, and, you know, you can keep that number down. This one, there isn't. So there is the possibility for that to spike. But I think that doesn't mean...
Back in October, I had the flu vaccine in October. January, our whole warehouse got sicker than the dog. I was down for days with a really good cough, and I'm pretty sure this thing's run through, and it's been here for a while, and I think we're being played fools.
Well, I have to say, I know that some people think that. I think this has not been as bad as they thought. That's partly because we really, really shut things down, right? I mean, life was not normal. People stayed home. They went just to the grocery store to get essentials. They came back. There was not a lot of activity. Just look at the roads. Look at the highways. Look at the, you know, main streets. So we certainly help the situation.
Totally quiet.
You I missed that. You said you deliver for a living?
I deliver freight. We do the Good Samaritans, the hospitals, and the roads have been really quiet.
Yeah, so I mean, I think we've contributed to it. Here's the deal. I'm going to trust Donald Trump to bust through and ask the tough questions and, call it out if he sees it. And he's not been one to do that yet. Could he have been duped? I suppose, but he's going to say it if he is and call him out. Got to go. See you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms. 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Land and equipment auctions are what we do at Piper's. Our team of auctioneers, marketing staff, and real estate agents are the best in their profession. Nobody gets better results. Piper's April equipment and land auctions feature newer model farm equipment and trucks. The land? Well, it is land you will want to own. During the next few weeks, most of these notable equipment and land auctions are being offered online. View all equipment and land auctions at Piper's.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.